There is a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Ches. The Gemara tells us that Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Mikdash is destroyed, Ein Lekos Baruch Hu Ela Dal Amo Shehalacha Bilvad. The only place where a person can encounter Ribono Shel Olam in a meaningful way is in Dal Amos Shel Halacha. The Gemara interestingly says it's almost like a way of downplaying elements of Batei Knessis and Batei Midrashos. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Halacha more than Beis Knessis, more than a Beis Medrash, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in Dal Amos Shel Halacha, that's where he's found. A couple of arrows to point out. One, before we say anything, is Rav Dov Zinger, who's a very wild thinker here in Eretz Yisrael, Rashiva of Mekor Chaim, I believe often points out a very simple ha'ara in the Gemara, which is, it's only miyom shecharav beis hamikdash that ein lekas baruch hu el dal amos shel halacha bavad. But in a world of not chorban beis hamikdash, in a world where the mikdash is around and the mikdash is functioning, there are actually many, many avenues and many, many ways of being able to encounter and embrace Ribono Shel Olam. And the Gemara here is referring to a post-chorban phenomenon. The Ribono Shel Olam can only be found in Dal Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. There are some, I believe, that point out, it's based on a Bahaturim, that there's actually the connection from the end of this week's Parsha to the beginning of next week's Parsha. The end of this week's Parsha, this is the way at least I would say it out, the end of this week's Parsha deals with Har Sinai again, Na'aseh V'Nishma at the end of this week's Parsha. The beginning of Parsha's Truma deals with the Mikdash, deals with the Mishkan. Why the juxtaposition? So the Baal Turim is part of this, but I think we can go a little bit further. The Ribono Shel Olam is often Makdim, the Chazal tell us, Refua Lemaka, that God always gives us a path of healing before God gives us a Maka. Before the Ribono Shel Olam makes us aware of Mikdash and Mishkan, he gives us before Matan Torah. The connection of Matan Torah to Mikdash, they both can do similar things. And even when there is no Mikdash, you still have Matan Torah to be able to get by, because again, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, all Kadosh Baruch Hu has is Dal Amo Shel Halacha, Shel Halacha Bilvad. What exactly is the Gemara referring to? What exactly was there pre-Chorban HaBayis? What did the Mikdash used to do that now, as a result, Torah is able to do? What did the Mikdash used to do that now we have to go to Dal Amos Shel Halacha in order for us to be able to find it? So Rabbeinu Yonah gives one pshat, and we're going to develop a second pshat. Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat is that Bisman Beis HaMikdash, we had certain zechuyos that gave us an advantage over any of our enemies. The zechus of Mikdash, of Avoda in Mikdash, that through that zechus, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that it is through that zechus that that we weren't scared of what was going to be going on with other nations because the Mikdash, the power of Mikdash, protected us. Nowadays, says Rabbeinu Yonah, absent the power of Beis HaMikdash, what do we have? Nowadays, we have Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is what gives us the ability to encounter. Talmud Torah gives us the ability to function well and comfortably, and confidently with the Umos HaOlam around us. Torah protects us in a certain sense. Torah, the Gemara tells in Sota, Torah protects us, and in that sense we can have a degree of confidence without the Mikdash protecting us. So too can Torah, so says Rabbeinu Yonah. There is another pshat, which I thought elements of, but it's really said so beautifully in a sefer that was a bit well known, I think, years ago, called Shi'urei Das. Rav Bloch, who was the Rashiva of Tells in the late 19th, early 20th century, I believe, has a very beautiful Torah about this Gemara, and it's one that's going to frame in many ways what we're going to talk about. In a certain sense, this Gemara is ridiculously limiting. The Ribono Shel Olam can only be found in Dal Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. It is a Gemara which seems to radically downplay the significance of everything else that happens in this world. That once there's Chorban, the only place you can find Hashem is in Dal Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. In many ways, it's like the old Uncle Maishi song of like, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. So Hashem is not there, Hashem is not truly everywhere, Hashem is only in Dal Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. It's very limiting as far as where a person can encounter Ribono Shel Olam. It's very limiting in terms of what it means to have a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam, and what exactly is going on. What does the Gemara actually mean? But says Reb Blach in his own way, and we'll say maybe a little bit differently, but says Reb Blach essentially the following nekuda. The Beis HaMikdash provided people with clarity. The Beis HaMikdash provided people with a yediyah berura, with a knowledge what they are supposed to do in this world, what actions were deemed appropriate or not. The Mikdash, aside from being a place to perform a avodah, it was a place of clarity. It was a place where Urim v'Tumim, it was a place of the Sanhedrin, it was a place where if there were doubts and there were questions, there was a certain clarity which was able to emerge, which was able to come from the world of Mikdash. A certain capacity to perceive things appropriately for what they really are, that was there, and that Torah can give us, that's all right, and that Mikdash could give us. Says Rav Blach, when the Gemara says, what the Gemara intends to convey is the following. If a person is living in this world, and we want to live lives with a degree of clarity, with a knowledge what we are supposed to be doing, with the ability to gain insight and perspective, not only in sugyas, but into human interactions, into what it means to be a good person, into how to navigate new situations that come up, the answer is, Daud Amos, Shel halacha bilvad. The answer is halacha, that the world of Talmud Torah gives us clarity. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? I know for me, and I imagine that for many others, when there are questions that come up in this world. I spoke to someone recently that had to deal with a ridiculously complex end-of-life question. A very complex end-of-life question. Had to do with respirators, had to do with DNRs, do not resuscitate, had to do with brain death, a very complicated end-of-life question. And the person spoke to a very chashuv posek. And one of the things the person said to me was, which I thought was so striking, the person said, you know what was awesome about asking that posek, that shaila? I felt like there was a degree of clarity. I felt like it was a question which otherwise I never could have handled on my own. How do I deal with a situation like that? It is dafka through speaking to a posek of a certain tier that I had a degree of clarity. What was the right call? What was the right decision? What was the right decision to make? That sometimes, says Rav Blach, the Mikdash provided clarity. Biyom shecharav beis hamikdash. You know where we get a degree of clarity of what to do? It doesn't mean the world is always clear. In many ways, halacha can tell us how we survive in a world of question. That's part of the rov and chazaka we speak about sometimes, of anhaga. But it means I can have clarity behaviorally. Like, what do I do? So Torah and halacha can give me that degree of clarity. I want to go one step further. I want us to go one step further, and it's an idea which I think can be relevant, and then we'll maybe shift gears in a minute, if that's okay. The Marsha points out in Brachos on Daf Ches that when the Gemara speaks about how the Rebbe Shem was found in Dal Amos HaHalacha, it's clear in the Gemara that's not true in every Beis HaKnesses, nor is it true in every Beis HaMedrash. Not every single location at all is considered to be a place where the Rebbe Shem's Halacha actually is found. How come? So says the Marsha, the Gemara means to say as follows, and it fits very nicely with Reb Blach. The kind of clarity, we would say, that a person can find is not found in every Beis HaKnesses, it is not found in every Beis Medrash, it is dafka found in the world of practical halacha. That to know what to do, so that's where practical halacha becomes all the more critical. That a person who is saying svaras, so saying svaras is a wonderful, deep form of Talmud Torah. But the clarity of Mikdash, the ability to say, this do, this don't do, only comes by way of those who learn practical halacha. Many of us may have read a very intriguing and thought-provoking article from Schechter that came out on Friday about COVID-19 and Derech HaLimud, where he was suggesting that those who have less familiarity with the world of practical halacha, those who always speak in more abstract ways, so they have abstract svaras justifying things in COVID-19, and those who know a little bit more about clarity of psak halacha have more clarity about psak halacha. Certainly a lot to be said for the clarity which can emerge of miyom shecharav beis hamikdash, ein lekars baruch hu el dar amos halacha bovad. That halacha has the ability to guide us. Halacha has the ability to tell us what to do. One of the great Torahs of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Salvechik in different ways spoke about this also. One of the great Torahs of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was the capacity to look at this world, and this is one of the Iker contributions of Baali Musar, as some point out, was to look at the world and to identify halachas that other people thought were not really halachas. So there is, as an example, in this world, a lot of religious things they wouldn't define as being, in the narrow sense, halachic. We would be very surprised and shocked, the example that at least I like to give sometimes, if we saw that there was a sefer written on the halachas of gaiva and anava. I think most of us understand that gaiva and anava are not really halachic topics that much. Like, you can't say, like, if you say this, then that's asur midin gaiva. If you don't say this, then you're still called an anav. And like, here are the hidurim, but in many ways it's a character trait, and it plays itself out in different circumstances, what's called gaiva and what's called anava, and you can't define it in narrow halachic terms. One of the ikker contributions of Bali HaMusar as a whole was to identify certain things that people thought weren't halacha, and through the clarity of halacha, to be able to identify how those things, in fact, were actually halachic. So, as an example, Rabbi Saul Salanter, in the whole world of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, pointed out that being a good person isn't just like stam a character trait, but there are halachas that dictate the kinds of things you can say that will be hurtful and sensitive, the kinds of behaviors that will inconvenience others, that some of these questions are halachic questions, if you know how to view them correctly. The most famous example of this being done is at least the way many relate to the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim's godless to look at Lashon Hara, which didn't have set halachas the same way beforehand. There isn't a Hilchos Lashon Hara in Shulchan Aruch. There isn't a Hilchos Lashon Hara in other in Mishonah in the same way. And the Chavetz Chaim, part of the influence of Bali HaMusar, was to identify within the world of Shas and Poskim that Lashon Hara also has halachic criteria. And saying something bad about someone isn't just a not-such-nice comment, but saying something bad about someone has the capacity to undermine, to violate Isurim. And the Chavetz Chaim says, these are Isurim which caused Chorban HaBayis, in his read of the Gemara in Yuman Daf Tes. These things cause Chorban HaBayis. There's a clarity which comes from Halacha when it comes to the world of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, when it comes to that unique kind of a perspective. So Parsh Mishpat in the end deals with Torah, Parshas Truma, the beginning, deals with Mishkan. In many ways, you can look and think these are very different ideas, the world of Torah and the world of Mishkan. Yet both, Miyom, Shechar, Beis HaMikdash, Eichas Baruch Hu, Adonai Shalach HaBavad, they both provide us with clarity. And the end of Mishpat, the beginning of Truma, provide us with clarity in a very meaningful way, in the way which can allow us to know how to navigate a variety of situations. And when things aren't clear, Allah has the unique capacity to tell us, how do we proceed in situations of doubt?